Shabbos, per gimel mishna dalet. Masa sha'asu anshei Tveria, ve'viu silun shel tsoinen l'soich ama shel chamin. So the people of Tveria brought a pipe through the hot springs of Tveria, which weren't really drinkable, but the water was very hot there. So they brought a pipe from nearby drinking water, and that pipe went through the chame Tveria. So it warmed up the water that was inside the pipe, and they would have water to drink with, and they would have hot water to bathe as well. Amrulhen Chacham, Chacham told them, in b'Shabbos, if they're using this water on Shabbos, kicham and shuchamu b'Shabbos, so then they're going to treat this water just like water that was warmed up on Shabbos itself, that was cooked on Shabbos, asun b'rechitza uvishasiya. And there would be usur to bathe, the Tver Sol explains, even an aver cut, and even a small little limb, if one would cook up water on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have any benefit from that water, so you can't bathe with it at all, even a small limb. So even urchitza, any kind of bathing, ushasiya, any drinking, they asered it. B'yamtif, and on yamtif, kecham shucham b'yamtif, asurim b'urchitza, umutarim b'shasiya. So it was treated like water that was heated on yamtif, where in this case it's also not an aver katan, but the whole body. Because one is allowed to wash, pun of yadav v'raglov, he's allowed to wash different body parts, hands, face, but in one swoop, to wash the whole body, that the Mishnah holds, one cannot do on yantif. So they treated it like that, whereas aser b'chitza, but it was mutter to drink. After this happened, so the Anshei Tveri, the Rav says, went and broke this whole pipe system. Mishnah continues, mulyar hagoruf. So this is like an urn that the urn almost had like an outer pocket of the urn, also made out of brass or metal. And you would be putting coals into this little pocket on the outside. So if that pocket was garuf, which means you took out these coals, shosin imenu b'Shabbos, so you allowed to drink from the urn on Shabbos, you took out the coals before Shabbos, the vessel itself, and even like this little pocket on the outside of the vessel, didn't add heat, and therefore it's not a problem of hatman, of insulating. You're not allowed to insulate with something that adds heat. Antichi, afal pi shegrufa, ein shosin imenu. But an antichi, which was also an urn, but instead of having the coals like on the outside pocket of the urn, it would be underneath. There was a compartment underneath the urn, inside the urn itself, where the coals were put into. And if one would take out the coals, it still would be usur. Because even without the coals there, the water would still continuously heat up on Shabbos. Now, Rikki Veger points out that this Mishnah is right after the previous Mishnah for one of two reasons. Either it's because the Rav said that one of the reasons Rabbi Yossi was moda that one shouldn't bury a food in sand, if the sand was hot, or avak drachim, is because people are going to think that you're then able to insulate with remets, with hot ashes. So we see that Rabbi Yossi was moda to the Chachamim in the previous Mishnah, that when it comes to insulating, even toldos hachama, even something from the heat of the sun, he was machmir. So too, you see over here in this whole Maisa with the Anshei Tveria that they insulated the pipes with the hot water surrounding the pipes. Even he would agree. That's one pshat. Or Rabbi Kiveger says it could be that the reason is that the Chacham were proving that things that are heated up by the sun told us a chama or usser. Like when we put out a handkerchief and somebody cooked an egg on a handkerchief, one's not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Because it's told us a chama. So too, the waters of Tveria is told us a chama, and that's the reason that it's usser. Yes, he disagreed because he held that the, like the Gemara says, that the Chamei Tveria are heated by the opening of Gehenim that's underneath it.